Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Tes Zayin, and we are starting now the halachas of tzeda ha'asura umuteres b'shabbos, types of tzeda trapping that is going to be aser and going to be mutter. It's going to be aser min haTorah, aser min haRabbanan. Now, the main topic of this whole siman, as I just said, is the halacha of tzeda, which is trapping of animals. And throughout the siman, unless otherwise specified, when we use the term animals, it's going to basically be referring to all living creatures, including birds, insects, etc. Now, most poskim hold that trapping humans, human beings, is not included in the malacha of tzeda. There is a shita, das yochid, you check out the Sefer HaKoivetz in the Shabbos Yud Chav Beis, who maintains that trapping a child might be also midrabbanan. But again, we're assuming tzeda is of animals. And in order to be over this malacha, midoraisa, and whenever we use the term, for those who are new to Mishnah Berurah Yomi, whenever you use the word midoraisa, it means it's malacha, full-blown malacha, that you'd be chayiv for. Did it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv skila. If you did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayiv achatos. That's how we say, we use the term malacha midoraisa, or min haTorah, asur midoraisa, that's what it means. So there's melacha tzeda midoraisa, and there's also midrabbanan, where there's a midrabbanan type of tzeda, where although min haTorah, although from the Torah, it's not melacha, not asur, the chachamim make gzeres, and they defined certain acts that don't meet the standard of tzeda min haTorah, but it's called, tzeda midrabbanan. In order to be over the melacha midoraisa, two conditions have to be met, as we'll see in the first three seifim. Today we'll be doing sif aleph. The first condition is that the trapper, we'll call him the trapper, the captor, the trapper, he has to completely deprive the animal of the ability to elude him. This means that he can now catch it in a single swoop. We'll see this in the Mishnah Berurah, without having to pause for a rest, and we'll see also with no need for any trapping implements such as a net. And this condition, as we'll see, is the focus of Sifim Aleph and Beis today and tomorrow. So again, the first condition is that the trapper has to completely deprive the animal of the ability to elude him. He has to catch him to the point where he is in the grasp, in the control of the captor. And number two, the animal has to be of a species that is typically trapped in order to make some use of it. In other words, it has to be something that is normally trapped for them. People trap these animals to use them. This will be seen also tomorrow when we get to Sif Gimel, this second requirement. Now, in the absence of these two conditions, doesn't mean that there's not going to be an iser, the rabbanon, of tzeda. We might have a scenario where there is a partial tzeda, a partial trapping that will be also the rabbanon, and such partial trapping that restricts an animal's freedom of movement is going to be usr. And we're going to see also, for example, that a trapping of a species that's not normally trapped might also be usr midrabbanan. That's our basic intro, and here we go. Sif Aleph. Hatsad tzipor duror lemigdal shehu nitzodbo. One, a person who traps what's called a duror bird by maneuvering it into a migdal, which is a tower-shaped cabinet or cage. He says, shehu nitzodbo, in which it becomes trapped. What does that mean? We'll see. But we're talking here where a person traps a drawer bird by maneuvering it into a cabinet in which it becomes trapped. O le beber shehem nitzodimbo. Oh, sorry, ushar tziparim utzvi labayis. Or he traps other birds or a deer by maneuvering them into a house. O le beber, or into a enclosure in which they become trapped. Shehem nitzodimbo, in which they become trapped. Chayiv. That's when you will be chayiv, liable for a chatas karbon if you did the malacha b'shogeg, would be chayiv skila if you did it b'mezid. Vim eino nitzot bo, if however it does not become trapped in there, which is the geder of malacha d'oraisa trapping, then it's going to be pater avalaser, it's going to be asa midrabban. So what does this mean? Hatzad tzipor dror lemigdal shehu nitzot bo. So number one is, what's a dror? So the Bar Halacha explains that a dror bird is, he quotes the Prima Gadim, that a dror bird is a particularly small and elusive type of bird. Doves and pigeons, however, are like the other birds. When the Shulchan Aruch goes on, v'shar tziporim, the other bird. But the first statement of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about atzad tzipor dror. A person goes out and he traps a dror bird, and he maneuvers it into this migdal. This is a tower-shaped cabinet, shehu nitzot bo. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this, sifkat an aleph. Hatzad, someone who traps, again, a dror bird by maneuvering it into this migdal, in which it becomes trapped. So the Mishnah Brura here says, haynu shepasach shara migdal v'asa takbulos ad shenichnas hatzipor l'socho v'sager alav. This is why I use the word maneuver. That is, he opened the door of the migdal, and he engaged in some types of ploys to get the bird into the cage until the bird entered it. And then he closed the door on the bird. Even if he has not yet caught the bird in his hand, which would for sure be Tzeda, he is Chayiv. Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Because by closing the Migdal, the Tzeda, the trapping, is complete. Now, a couple of things need to be pointed out here. Really, someone, as we're going to see coming up in Sif Hey, someone's going to violate and be over the Malacha of Tzeda min HaTorah midairaisa simply by closing the door on an animal that's already inside some type of enclosure. It was already inside the Migdal and he just closes it. The person would be Chayiv midairaisa. So why is the Mishnah Brura giving a scenario in which the trapper was also involved in driving the bird, like we said in our translation, I'll pee the Mishnah Brura, maneuvering the bird into the cabinet, into this migdal, which is like a cage cabinet, because he wishes it could very well be, because he wants to give and present a case in which the av malacha is violated. Just closing the door on a bird that is already in the cabinet, although it's malacha midairaisa, it's a tolda. As you all know, this thing is called Av and it's a Tolda. Both are Malacha min HaTorah, Yechayiv Skila, Chayiv Chatas. But the way it was done in the Mishkan is known as the Tolda. There are Navkaminas. You should learn the first Daf of Bava Kama. So Masech HaShabbos, the difference between Avs and Toldas. But that's number one. Number two, Mishnah Brura points out that even if he has not yet caught the bird in his hand, he's Chayiv, because just closing the cabinet creates complete Seder. Why? Because once again, as we said in the introduction, the bird is completely deprived of its freedom of movement. I mean, it might move a little bit. Even if it is not in the trapper's hands, shutting it in the cabinet is a total malacha d'oraisa of tzeda, because once again, his freedom, the animal's freedom of movement, has been so limited that he is already trapped. Now, can no longer elude the person. We continue on in the Mishnah Brura, and he says as follows: Aval b'ma shehechnisu labayis afilu habayis katan v'gam chalonosav stumin adayin eino nitzod. However, this type of bird, the drawer bird, if you drive it into a house, even if it's a small house, a bayis katan, and its windows are shut, the bird, the drawer bird, not the door bird, the drawer bird, is still not considered trapped. Why? Shetivo shel hatzipor drawer, the nature of a drawer bird, is that it does not, she'eino mekabel marus v'dar b'bayis kebasada. It does not, in any way, submit to some type of mastery of it, and it lives and dwells inside a house, even a small house, as it does in the field. Shenishmat mizavis lazavis ve'enam yicholim l'tafso. It goes and flies from corner to corner, making it impossible to catch it. L'chein eno nikra tzeda midoraisa. Therefore, it's not going to be tzeda midoraisa min haTorah. The first shin of the Pharisee Yisrael in Yachin, in the Mishnayis, to Negayim, this is Negayim, Yud Dalid, the Mishnayis, basically identifies this drawer bird as a sparrow. You can imagine trying to catch a sparrow, even in a small room or house. It's only in a migdal. It's only in this, you know, small tower-like cabinet or cage that we're talking about being over the Doraisa for a drawer bird, a drawer bird and the like. We move on now, Sifkaton Beis, Lemigdal. So when are you chayiv min haTorah for the trapping of a drawer bird? In a migdal. It's a migdal shel eitz. This migdal is made out of wood. V'nase kekluv gadol. It is made like a large cage, right? It's obviously much smaller than a small house, but it's a large cage. It's trapped. You need to have mamasha trapping. Ubebebar, when we come up now to the other birds and the tzvi and the deer that is already going to be trapped in a small house or a bebar. So what's a bebar? An enclosure. So that, he says, this bebar enclosure that the Shulchan Aruch is going to be referring to, Mikri karpipos hamukafim legadlam sham. These are the enclosures. They're going to be referring to enclosed areas in which the upcoming animals that we're going to discuss right now are raised. And that's what we're talking about right now. Shar tziporim utzvi. Other birds and deers that are maneuvered into a house or into a beibar or into an enclosure. Shehem litzodim bo. So let's look at Mr. Brura Sifkat and Gimel. Ushar tziporim utzvi v'chulei. So he says litzdodin ketani. Literally, litzdodin means on different sides. But what it means here, always in context, is that this statement is stated for all animals here, okay? But each is going to be in accordance with its own rules, meaning other types of birds, other types of animals besides a deer, but everyone's going to have its own rules, meaning although the Shulchan Aruch states that one maneuvers them into a house or enclosure in which hay needs odumbo, they become trapped. The type of enclosure that's going to be necessary for this purpose is going to vary depending on the type of animal being trapped. So that's what he means. The bitziparim v'chein b'sharo, when it comes to birds and other, right? When it comes to birds and other ofos, eino chayiv atchiyah b'ibar v'abayis mekayra. When it comes to birds, so then this enclosure or house, you're only going to be chayiv if there's a roof. V'gam chalonos of stumim, and the windows are closed. Shu eino yachol levroach there or something. It can't fly out, because if the bird can fly out, then there's no way you're going to be over the oraisa, the malacha de oraisa of tzeda. Uvitzvi ushar chayos, and when it comes to deer and other wild animals, chayiv yechayiv afilu eino mekora. You're going to be chayiv even if there's no roof, because we're not worried it's going to fly out. The gam chalanos of psuchin, and if the windows are open but they're too high for the animals to go out of, then obviously there's no requirement for a deer and the like that the enclosure or the house has to have windows that are closed. Sifkatan dalit shehem nitzodim bo. Again, they are, it has to be a house or an enclosure in which they become trapped. Shehem nitzodim bo. So here the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. La fuke, what is shehem nitzodim bo? So again, when it came to the migdal with the drawer, it's obvious. Basically, the drawer can't go anywhere. You have it trapped in a small cage, even a large cage, right? But here you're talking about a small house or a relatively decent sized enclosure. So how are they trapped in there? So he says, La fuke imabayis vabibar gadol. So referring to if you have a very large house, very large room, or a very large enclosure, she'en yichon letafso b'shchia achas, where you cannot go ahead and in one swoop, it's not possible to catch the animals in one swoop, meaning in a single pursuit, right? Ein yecholin letafso b'shchia achas, in one swoop, hainu b'ritza achas, in one pursuit, el etzarech li nafesh kodim shigienu. You're going to have to, right, you're going to need to rest somehow before reaching it. It's like you're just going to be running after it and you have to rest. That's not trap. Trap means you can just go ahead and in one pursuit, in one swoop, grab it. So that lo mikri tzeda d'oraisa af shehu mekayra. If you're going to have to go ahead and run after it to the point where you'll need to rest and you can't get it in one swoop, in one pursuit, that's not going to be Tzeda d'Oraisa, even if you have birds in a house that's totally covered and enclosed. Umimela Hatzodeo Sham Babayis o Babebar Chayim. And then he says a very important other halacha here, that if you therefore, in such a large house where you originally trapped it and you weren't over any d'Oraisa, although you're over, as we're going to see, midrabanan, if you subsequently then trap it and corner it in or capture it somehow into some smaller area or chain it up or whatever, you're going to be over the d'Oraisa because it was never caught in the first place in that large house. So that's a very important insight. If, according to the Mishnah Brura, if the initial trapping wasn't a trapping d'Oraisa, any subsequent trapping d'Oraisa will be over the, you'll be over, there's any act of a trapping d'Oraisa subsequently will be the malacha of tzeda d'Oraisa. And he says, Vayein lekamon, in Mishnah Brura, check out, later on the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Nun Ches, where the Mishnah Brura there cautions against chasing birds into their cage area from an area of the house where they are not fully trapped, or even closing the door of the cage on the birds. In many situations, he points out, this would be a d'Oraisa violation of Tzeda. Listen very carefully. Before we go on in the Mishnah Brura, Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Chut Shani, Aleph Tesvav Aleph, states that to be chayiv in this case, where we say it's one swoop, so how do you define one swoop? So he says it depends on the average person being able to catch the animal in a single swoop. Even if the particular captor, the one who's catching the animal, is less capable than the average person, we don't define it by him, but by the average person. One thing he's unsure of, which is very interesting, what happens if the particular captor is a really physically fit kind of guy than the average person? Maybe, he says, he doesn't know, maybe he'd be chayiv for trapping the animal in a manner such that he could subsequently catch it in a single swoop. Maybe him, it could be even a larger room because he personally is, you know, physically fit. Now, the Be'er Halacha also says as follows. He points out something very interesting because the Mishnah Brura, again, defines Shehem Nitzodimbo, that the Bibar or the small house, Shehem Nitzodimbo, by the ability to, in one pursuit, in one swoop, get the animal, and that, even if you didn't do it yet, that would be the enclosure that's necessary to trap the animal and to be over a d'Oraisa for the other birds and the deer. That you put it into a place where you can get it in one swoop. But the Mishnah Brura says that here, even though the Shulchan Aruch, later on, in Tuf, in Siman Tuf Tzadi Zayin, Hilchos Yom Tov, states, the Shulchan Aruch tells that the determining factor as to whether something is nitzodimbo is not where you put it in an enclosure and you can get it in one swoop, but rather it's whether a trapping implement, such as a net or something like that, is necessary. Meaning, the definition of the enclosure would be that you would not need some trapping implement to go ahead and catch it and further catch it once it's in that small house or beaver. So what's going on? So not a problem, because the Be'er Halacha points out that most Rishonim Paskin, that these two factors really coincide. And they really express the identical degree of restriction of the animal's movement. And that's why in our introduction, if you caught us, we said that, you know, the d'Oraisa requirement where the captor completely deprives the animal of the ability to elude him, the way we defined it was he can now catch it in a single swoop without having to pause for a rest and with no need for trapping implements such as a net. Meaning, they go together, okay? It's the same basic gather. Just remember again, we're talking here about the d'Oraisa. In a larger room, you'll still be over the d'Rabbanan. Or a larger enclosure, you'll still be over the Rabban. One other thing that the Be'er Halacha points out, he questions whether driving a bird into a house, we're going to see, driving it into a larger house, you'll be over me the Rabbanan, even if you don't get in one swoop. But what about driving a bird into a house with an open door or window, or into an enclosure with no roof? Is that going to be trapping even me the Rabbanan? Because the bird is essentially free to fly away at will. So it's interesting that he's unclear about that. You know, my gut would be that, you know, what's the problem? He can fly out. But he actually clears this shaila. We now move on. We continue on in the, or just one other thing. The Mishnah Berurah also said that one who traps a animal subsequently to having trapped the animal in a very large house where he wouldn't be over the d'oraisa initially, if he then subsequently traps it and corners it and closes it in a smaller area where he could get it in one swoop, or he catches it, he'd be over the d'oraisa. And the idea is that since mid'oraisa, the animal is not trapped in the enclosure, putting it into a state in which it is trapped, mid'oraisa, you would be over the d'oraisa. This l'chaira would be even if the initial trapping, you were over mid'rabanan. But right now, you're moving it from a d'rabanan to a d'oraisa trapping, which l'chaira would make it a trapping, a tzeda d'oraisa. Now, if the animal were considered totally trapped in the enclosure, like we're saying here, meaning you were already trapped at Minatayra, then l'chaira, one would be allowed to trap it yet further. Hashoyle dag minayam, one who draws a fish out of the sea, l'toch seifel shel mayim, into a bowl of water, meaning he has a bowl, and he scoops out the fish with the bowl of water, he's going to be chayim, da'avit seida. That is seida. Aval imakaro, ve'vricho, l'toch brechas mayim. However, if he displaced it from the sea and chased it into a pool of water, meaning he just went ahead and chased it out of the sea and moved it into a pool of water, so in that new pool of water, it can swim around and you can't just go ahead and grab it. So this, he said, would not be, even though it's from the sea into a smaller pool reservoir of water, lo habit seida, that would not be seida, shegam sham nishmat lechayrin ulesdakin, because even there it can slip away into holes and crevices. He says, ayin lekama mishnah brura sif katan lamed gimel. He says, he refers to later on that true, you might not be over, even maybe the rabbanon, you might not be over any trapping by just moving it into another, pushing it into another, guiding it into another pool from the sea. But the bottom line is, okay, you still have to be concerned, he says, with other isurim if you start playing with this, namely Natilas Neshama and Mukta. Finally, Atzad Ari, Eino Chayev Atche Yachniseda Lakipa Shalo, Shehu Neserbo. He says, if you trap a lion, you do tseda of a lion, you're not going to be Chayev until he puts it, the person not Chayev until he puts it into the cage of a particular lion cage, in which it's going to be totally imprisoned. Because as Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Vav Amud Beis, Tibra Maskil Hatzad Ari explains that even grabbing hold of a lion is not considered trapped midoraisa, even though it is usher to do so midrabanan, the Bach says. Because why? Because if the lion gets angry, it's going to destroy whatever is in its way and escape. Same thing with a regular cage or a regular house that's not specifically designed to restrain the lion. And the Prima Gadim in the Eshel Avram, he basically adds that the same applies to any animal caught in a trap from which they can escape. Similarly, again, the Bach seems to hold it, it's also Midrabanan. Another thing is, let's say a weak person grabs hold of an animal, but could escape from his grab. So it's not considered, you know, trapped, not Torah for sure. Now we finally get to the last line of the Shulchan Aruch. But if, however, it has not become trapped in there, one is exempt, but he still has to be the Rabbana. So what do you mean it doesn't become trapped there? What's the problem? So he says, I'll call a Sif Kai. This is referring to the whole entire Sif, namely, even the drawer bird, which was mentioned at the beginning of the Sif, cannot be enclosed in a house, even though it's very difficult to catch it there. You're going to be over the derabanan. The Alkani says, "Tzipor dror shenichnas labayis derech haPesach haChalom." A tzipor dror, even that went into the house through the window or the door, afagavshe onitzocham, even though it's not considered trapped there, mikol makom aser lizgar haPesach vaChalom. You're not allowed to go ahead and close the door or window on it because you'll be over the derabanan. Now, it's important, and as we go through, it's something very difficult to define, but there obviously are limits in which one will violate and be over the Rabbanan. Like, for example, it's obvious that closing the gates of a walled city and thereby preventing an animal from leaving the city, when you close the gates of the city, you're not going to be over the even the Rabbanan of trapping. So Rav Nissen Karolitz, once again, in the Chut Shani, there, Aleph Tezvav Beis, suggests that if one feels a certain degree of control over the animal, then it's considered trapped midrabanan. Based on this, Rav Yoshua Neubert Paskin, that one can close a door of a room in which there are flies, even if one specifically intends to trap them there, since they are not really trapped in any practical sense. And Ayin Sham, it's brought down, by the way, in the Shalmei Nisan, the Perek HaOreg, see that page 171. Now, so we continue on now in the Mishnah Brura. So we just seen how if a seaport drawer comes into a house, even though you're not going to be over at Doraisa, if you close the door, you'll be over the Rabbanan. So comes the Mishnah Brura and he says, "Uvizmana kor sheyesh tsar tsino tsar acher." He says, let's say it's very cold and it's discomfort from the cold, or when there's some other type of discomfort in leaving the door or window open. Kasav haChayadim demutal in all emain kavanaso rak lahatzil min akor. The Chayadim writes that a person can close the door or window if the kavana, if the intent is only to protect oneself from the cold. Ve'ena rotsa klal b'tzeidas tzipor, and he has no interest at all in tzeida, in trapping the bird. Kevan de'ein bo tzeida d'oraisa, since we're not talking here about tzeida d'oraisa, afa gav d'avi p'sik reisha d'rabbanan, even though it's a p'sik reisha and it's of a d'rabbanan, and we hold like the Ramah that a p'sik reisha d'rabbanan is still going to be usher, still here the Mishnah Brura is allowing for such a closing of the door. The basic heter, I guess, is that the distress experienced due to the open door window, so you could rely here on, if you remember, the lenient view that allows one to go ahead and be makel when it's a combination of the iser derabbanan psikration and iser derabbanan, and also it's a psikration lo nichale. So psikration lo nichale on a derabbanan in a case where there's sar, so it seems to be that there's a heter. Now, this permission to close the door or window is totally granted only after one has tried to drive the bird out of the house, the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchus says in Chav Zayin Mem Gimel. Now, an interesting further application of this principle would be in a case in which flies are near one's window screen and one wishes to close the window due to the cold, trapping the flies between the window and the screen. Although the flies are fully trapped, it's not considered trapping on Midaraisa, since flies are not typically trapped to make use of them. And then again, you have a psikration lo nichale of a derabanan, and he's experiencing distress, and it'll be mutter. This is what the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus again says here in Chav Zayin Mem Vav. Now, this really is the straightforward explanation, but this is a really enters into a really complex sugya with Rav Chaim. We'll get to it later. We get to Tzad Nachash. But finally, let's go to finish up the Mishnah Brura. Aval b'shachay v'ovs t'shayach b'otzei ador reis v'bayis. However, with regard to other animals and birds, where we say there is going to be a ador reis at seida in the house, so then aser afal gav she'ena mechavin klal, he's going to be aser even if there's no intent at all, because it's a psik reisha, the havi psik reisha on a ador reisa, and therefore it would be aser ad.